Let's call this meeting to order. Please rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
A Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Coke?
Here.
Colosimo?
Present.
Clocher?
Here.
Bolshewski?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Tarulis?
Here.
Teeling?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Okay, well, as you may have heard, this is Diane's last meeting. She's excited, but we're sorry to see her go. But Diane, we did get you a little parting gift over here.
Oh, boy.
Hand-carved crystal vase, Diane Teeling, Alderman Ward 4, May 12, 2009, through May 9, 2017. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Nice.
Diane, or any other aldermen, before we close out this legislative session?
Yeah. See ya. It was a great experience. I've enjoyed it. There have been times when I didn't enjoy it so much, but honestly, I learned a lot. I feel honored to have served, and I'm glad that I did it. It was a surprise to me when I decided to do it, just as some waitress with four or five kids, but it turned out to be awesome. An awesome experience. Thank you.
Four? How many was it? Four or five?
It's four. Oh. I don't know. She's some waitress with four or five kids. It was the quote in the paper.
Who is that from?
Don't look at me.
Legislative session for this fiscal year, and we would like to take a quick break. We have some cake and refreshments over there. Take about a 10 or 15 minute break, and then we will swear in the new council.
Cake?
Diane threw dead more than once. Get going and move on with our swearing ins. We'll go with whoever has the biggest crowd here first.
Joel, yay!
Who's swearing you in, Joel?
My son Dylan.
Okay, do you want a copy?
Yeah.
All right.
I will.
I, Joel Frieders, having been elected to the office of Alderman Ward 3,
in the United City of Yorkville, to the County of Kendall aforesaid, do solemnly swear, that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of Alderman Ward 3.
Please repeat. You got it. The duties of the office of Alderman Ward 3.
of the United City of Yorkville.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
Yay! Yeah, John, you gonna bring the whole family up for a picture?
Yeah, get a picture.
Everybody get a picture up there.
Gary, can you get up here?
I'll get up there, sure. Okay, next we have three aldermen. I think if nobody has any objections, we're going to swear all three in at once. Is that okay? Come on up, gentlemen. We have Alex Hernandez, Arden Plotcher, and Ken Koch.
Plotcher.
Does anyone need a copy of this?
Yeah,
I'm going to. Ken, do you want a copy?
I can keep it, right? Or do you need that?
That didn't be signed by the
You want a copy, Alex?
Okay. Now you can say your names individually when.
And insert your warrant number.
Yes. Gentlemen, please raise your right hand. I, please state your name.
I, Joe Plotcher.
I, Ken Koch.
Having been elected to the office of alderman.
Having been elected to the office of alderman.
Wards, please.
Ward 2.
Ward 1.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the
county of Kendall, aforesaid.
Do
solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the Office of Alderman.
The duties of the Office of Alderman.
Ward, please.
Ward 1.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
I just got my last one.
Don't take another cake.
Oh, you want to take another break for cake? Okay. All right, we will call this meeting to order for the new legislative session.
Koch?
Here.
Colosimo?
Present.
Plotcher?
Here.
Milchewski?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Tarulis?
Here.
Hernandez?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Any amendments to tonight's agenda? We have no presentations. There is a recess on here, isn't there? We will skip the recess. No public hearings. Do we have any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? We don't have a consent agenda. We'll go right to minutes for approval. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of April 11, 2017, as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions, or corrections on the minutes? All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, there's a proclamation in your packet for Building Safety Month. So I proclaim this Building Safety Month. Okay, next we have appointments to boards and commissions. I'll entertain a motion to approve the manager appointments of Bob Johnson to the Board of Fire and Police Commission for the term ending May 2020. Darren Crawford to the Library Board for the term ending May 2020. Dan Lane to the Parks Board for a term ending May 2022. Don Markham and Bill Gochman to the Planning and Zoning Commission to term ending May 2021. And James Jensen to the Police Pension Fund Board to a term ending May 2019.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarullas?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Next, we'll take nominations from the floor for Mayor Pro Tem. Yes, sir?
I'd like to nominate Alderman Frieders.
Alderman Frieders. Any other nominations? If not, all those in favor need a roll call or voice vote.
Voice vote, thank you.
All those in favor of appointing Alderman Frieders as Mayor Pro Tem for fiscal year 2018, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, there's a memo on your desk with committee assignments. I did the best I could with all the requests that I got. So it will be the committees for the next legislative session. And with that, I will turn Public Works Committee report over to Alderman Frieders.
All right. All right, I make a motion to approve an ordinance regulating on-street parking in Whispering Meadows as the first reading.
We don't need a second or anything, correct?
Correct.
First reading. So do we have any comments on this? I know there's a lot of emails that came out on this. I know there's parking over there at the mess during baseball games. I'm sure Alderman that work, both of you had comments on this.
Sure, I'm gonna go first. I know we've had a lot of comments about this, that there's a need for something to be done. We need to have this information discussed. Obviously, just adding all of Allendale, restricting that. And as we're looking at it, the reason Curry came up was the fact that we're going to probably displace some of the parking. And I know the residents up there are a little upset because they don't feel that they're the ball field parking area, but we're trying to hedge the issue that's going to happen of those residents then having problems in a month. I think the way it's drafted, Steph did a good job of putting together the restrictions and looking at where the utilities are, making sure we're not creating more problems. But I think the way it's drafted is pretty good, and I know some residents are not pleased with it in some aspects or other, but trying to fix the parking problem is never going to satisfy everybody.
Yes, sir.
As the letters went out, I started getting phone calls and emails describing how Allendale is the issue, and to kind of include McMurtry is a little premature. While I am in favor, Chris and I talked about it, I am in favor of kind of fixing the issue and not having all of these people end up parking in front of other people's houses. But just like the last time this came through, if one person voices an opposition and there's only four houses over there, I can't... using my own logic, impose my opinion on their living situation on them. So I think it makes more sense to pass the Allendale, which I will admit that I killed a few years ago, and see that one through, and then kind of let this play out. I mean, if people are worried about cars parking in front of their homes in the cul-de-sac during games, maybe it would be a good preemptive move on the weekends to park your car on the street. I don't want to tell people how to live, but I also don't want to impose a restriction on someone where I'm not the person living there and there's only four houses on the cul-de-sac. So I am fully in favor of Allendale. If you've ever been down there on a Saturday, most of our roads are already on the sidewalk, so it makes sense to put parking over on one side because if ever any emergency vehicle goes through, we're going to be losing a lot of side view mirrors or squishing some people. So I would ask that we go forward with the Allendale and then hold off on McMurtry, and if residents have an issue with McMurtry, we revisit it again.
Now, have either of you heard from the residents in the cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
And they want a parking ban or they don't?
It's kind of mixed.
Okay.
Because the people, they didn't think they were part of the letter, but then when the letter went out, they're like, oh, well, we're part of the issue.
I'll tell you my experience.
No, we're right at it, sorry.
My experience, I had a game there a couple weeks ago, and I noticed in the cul-de-sac, a lot of people come, and the quickest way to the ball field is to walk through to one undeveloped lot right there that has no house on it. And the cul-de-sac was a mess.
Yeah.
I went parking there, unloading, loading kids there. If I lived in that cul-de-sac, I'd be a little upset.
Yeah.
You know? Now, do we have to do a full parking restriction? Can we just do a restriction No parking during ball games or resident parking only or something like that?
This issue was discussed at length a few years ago by the Park Oriented Public Works Committee. That's when we tried to craft the month and day of the week restrictions. And I believe the answer at the time was couldn't necessarily just state, you know, during baseball games or, you know, some other general category. One of the practical issues with that would be, you know, park is used during non-baseball games and attracts, you know, lots of cars for football and other things. So that was something that was addressed, like, on the non-legal side. So you can do it on a day, month, time basis. It's just the issue is people are going out to run on reservations. Schedules are constantly changing. And then, you know, by the time you put all that on the sign, it becomes so it's something that can be done. It's just we thought that it was probably a little bit too precise of an instrument to adequately solve the issue.
Well, I know with the cul-de-sac, I mean, it's kind of unique. I mean, I understand. I mean, if they have visitors over, they want to be able to park there, but they don't want parking other kinds. That's why maybe restricted to residents and residents. I don't know.
Right. Well, we got into the discussion of squatters. I mean, if that's the problem, put out a kitchen sink in front of your house. But it's still like we were talking about 3 months out of the year, sometimes five, depending on how nice of a year we have. So it just seems until the four or five people that live right there on that corner come out either in favor or against it as a combined unit, I just think it makes sense to address the issue that was originally proposed, get that out of the way, and then welcome any and all comments from the people that live in that distinct area, just so that we're not overstepping. I just don't think that we need to impart our own opinions on something that we don't actually live there.
Sure. Okay, well, we've got two more weeks for comments, right? Okay. Anyone else on this issue? All right, we'll see that again in 2 weeks. Now I'll turn it over to Alderman Cole for an economic development committee report.
I need a motion to approve an ordinance approving a development agreement with Dependo Hospitality, LLC, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second. Comments or questions on this? Yes.
Did have the recommended change that I sent out in an email to everybody before the meeting. For the record, it's page 3, section 2, paragraph B. It reads, unamended, under the report July 1st, 2017, the developer shall put the city approved the acquisition of the hotel complex property and commence construction of the project on or before December 31st, 2017. We would like to add the phrase word as between city approved in the first sentence and in the middle of the sentence to add the phrase a copy of the closing statement and deed of conveyance between the board's property and the letter half of the sentence so that after it closes and before July 1st, the developer is delivered to us a copy of the closing statement so we can verify the purchase price of the property to make sure that it's typical and then the deed, which will finalize the issue.
Okay. We don't need to modify the motion or anything.
No, what's presented with you is the agreement as a member.
Any comments, questions? Yes, sir.
That's exciting. That's all I have to say.
Roll call, please.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Reeders?
Aye.
Tarullos?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, we have no public safety or ad committee reports, no park board, no planning and zoning commission report, no city council report, city clerk's report, and a community and liaison report.
Just real quick. Yes. We have the Pepperoni 5K this weekend at Rosati's. I expect to see everyone in attendance here and attendance at Rosati's at 8 a.m. Seriously.
I'll be there for the start.
Thanks.
What else do we have coming up? We've been advertising at Farmer's Market, coffee with the city council, with the mayor. So if we have one, can attend that too. That would be a nice way to kick off our new Farmer's Market. Anyone else in the community or liaison reports? Any staff reports?
No reports.
Additional business. Hearing none, we will adjourn to executive session for litigation and for employment. There will be no business taken after we adjourn from executive session.